Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Baseball fans are not the only ones, of course, who've been putting in some late nights. Many high school students are working around the clock to get their college applications ready for early admissions. Most years, that deadline is tomorrow, but 43 colleges and universities have pushed back the deadline because of problems with a new version of the online Common Application. It's supposed to streamline the process because students only have to fill out one application, which is accepted by more than 500 schools. But technical problems with the Common App this year have resulted in students not being able to upload letters of recommendation, maybe being charged more than once, not knowing if the schools actually received their applications. Youth Radio's Bianca Brooks was one of those people who got stuck in all this. She talks about her experience.
I was so excited about applying to college that I started filling out forms long before school began. I was only applying to one school, my dream school. But before I knew it, the November deadline was upon me, and I still had tons to do before I was ready to press submit. So when I found out that because of technical glitches with the Common App, my school's early decision deadline was extended, I was ecstatic. But it seems like I was the only one. Sure, I get why people are upset. Some people's payments didn't clear, and other people's teacher recommendations didn't get submitted. But I think the backlash was a little overdramatic. I'm more annoyed that the option to submit an essay on the topic of my choice is no longer available. Instead, I'm left with ambiguous prompts like, talk about a personal story your application wouldn't be complete without. I also rolled my eyes at the $10 I had to pay, just to add pictures of my artwork to the application. Maybe I should be worried about the glitches, because I'm only submitting one application, and if anything goes wrong, it's all over for me. But instead, I just keep thinking about what my literature teacher told me about college applications on the first day of school. You can't worry about things that are out of your control, she said. You've already done all the hard work. Getting into college is not your problem. It's the admissions officer's problem. Let them and your parents worry for you. And worry they do. When the glitches were exposed, it seemed every news article was full of angry adults raving about the injustice done to their children. I've come to realize that the college application process is a very sacred time for me. I get to feel proud of the work I've done and think about what I want for my future. Instead of freaking out about the glitches, I decided to embrace them as a silver lining. Because between college applications, schoolwork, and being thrown out into the real world in a few months, who needs the extra stress?
Bianca Brooks is a 17-year-old high school student in Oakland, California. Her essay comes to us from Youth Radio. And speaking of essays, earlier this week, educational consultant Dave Marcus gave us some tips on how to write college application essays, tips like this one.
When possible, avoid the D's. Divorce, disease, death, disabilities.
Well, one listener wrote on our website, hereandnow.org, it's disappointing that Dave Marcus encourages students to avoid discussing topics like disability or disease in their college essays. Such experiences can be integral to understanding who that student is. Marcus also warned parents, by the way, against writing essays for their kids, to which listener H. Kelly responded with some advice she got from a guidance counselor. Give your son enough rope to go over the edge and then slowly pull him back up. Well, you can leave your comments or hear the full interview about tips for college essays at hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Olin College of Engineering, working to revolutionize engineering education at olin.edu. And Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com.